This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Oh, you Mac, you crack me up. Welcome aboard, everybody. Good to have you with us on a Monday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond as we come to you live from the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., just a couple of blocks past Nationals Park, where the Nationals actually showed a pulse this weekend in San Francisco. Not here, of course. No. Why would we want to do that in front of our home fans to give them something to root for? But anyway, just teasing. Just having a little bit of fun. We are with you until 4 o'clock. AMAC on the other side of the glass. Cowboy B is here, very upset that C.D. Lamb took an unnecessary hit, blaming the officials, blaming the NFL for C.D. Lamb violating the sideline code and getting absolutely popped. That's all right. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. The G-Men with a win in Orchard Park. About that. AMAC all fired up. And then there's the Commanders, who lost by 30. Yeah. What was the score of the NFC Championship game, the final score?
It was like 40-something, 40 to 20-something.
I think it was like 52, wasn't it?
Oh,
it was, maybe it was
trying
worse.
To help you out.
I'm trying to look up. NFC Championship game, 55-23. I thought it was in the 50s. Now, again, a lot of that got away late, got it. But if you look at the last two times we have seen the Washington Commanders play, they lost 55-23 with a trip to the Super Bowl on the menu. So a 32-point deficit, and then they lost by 30, 48-18 on Friday night with absolutely nothing on the line. Nothing but pride. Nothing but a little bit of dignity. But 32 and 30, that's a combined, if my Buffalo State math is correct, 62 points that they have been taken to the woodshed on the last two times we've seen them play a football game. Now, again, one counted a lot and one counted very little. One had 30 players missing and one had a couple of players missing, most specifically Deron Payne, in the NFC Championship game. And four turnovers and so on and so forth. But the point being is, that was the last time we saw them before Friday night. Now listen, I could come in here and I could scream and I can yell and tell you how much of an embarrassment, how much of a joke, how humiliating, how awful, how terrible, how disgusting Friday night was. Hell, I didn't even say that about the NFC Championship game because, as you know, I've been the only one in the media, I think, that I've heard, seen, whatever, that said, no, actually, they had a chance to get right back in that game if Austin Ekeler doesn't fumble right around midfield as they're driving down 11 and driving for one score. A one-score deficit, I should say. Possibly even 3 or 4 points if they had scored a touchdown at the turn of the fourth quarter or the turn from the third to the fourth in the NFC Championship game. Right? It got away from them after that, but the point being, when you lose a preseason game 48-18, there's not a whole lot that you sit here and go, oh, well, this was great, and this was good, and this was fun to see. But there were a couple of things. But to lose 48-18 in the preseason doesn't mean a whole lot now, does it? I mean, it means something. It means that your team was not mentally, physically, and emotionally ready to go for the preseason opener on the road against a team that, let's be honest, has struggled last couple of years, but has built up some impressive talent, i.e. Drake May, Trevion Henderson. Diggs didn't even play. But they've got some pieces. Campbell, their number 4 overall pick, they got some pieces. They'll be better. They still got Antonio Gibson. They'll be better. The New England Patriots will. But this was about not being in the moment. I refuse to call it an embarrassing, humiliating loss, even though, again, the final score tells us that it was. I think we all know, if we're being reasonable, and despite whatever you think of me, I have been the voice of reason in this market for a long time. I tell you what I like. I tell you what I don't like. I think of things way ahead of the curve. I've been the voice of reason for a long time. Again, maybe a younger me was a little bit more inflammatory than I am now. Fine. You want to accuse me of that? You want to take me to the woodshed for that? Okay. Maybe 10, 12 years ago, I would have come out and said, oh, this is a disaster. Fire everybody. The players suck. The coaches suck. Everything sucks. Everything's burning. Rome is burning. Oh, wait, that was a bad TV show. Anyway, none of that is happening here. None of that is happening here. They lost 48-18. I can't take that back. I can't change that. I can't take the reality away from that. But I think if we all understand, and if we're all together in one big common sense pot, yes, they lost by 30. But how much of that, and maybe a good deal of that, is because of another 30, and that is the amount of players that are expected to start and or make the roster and be key contributors that did not play on Friday night. So they lost by 30, but they didn't have 30, if that makes sense. Right? If that makes sense. And I think it does to me, and I think it probably should to you, and we shouldn't panic by any stretch of the imagination. We shouldn't be pissed off. We shouldn't be upset. Frustrated? Yes. Concerned? Yeah. Alarmed? Sure. Mad? No. Upset? Not me. You want to be upset? Who am I to tell you what to do? What to be? You guys have been irrational before. But here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. Until we see this team fully consummated for the most part. And whether it's with Terry or not, at least a lot more together on the field than they were on Friday night. And I think that's two separate kind of things and arguments. Until we see this happen in the regular season, i.e. against the New York Giants, week one, at Northwest Stadium, or 4.5 days later in Green Bay, Wisconsin, against the Packers on a Thursday night, until we see this then, I can't lose any sleep over it. There's plenty of teams that go 0-3 now, used to go 0-4 in the preseason, some that get annihilated, and once the calendar turns to September or to the regular season, they don't miss a beat. There's some that go 3-0, 4-0, and once the calendar flips to September or the regular season, they absolutely suck. I don't think this team, even if they lose the next two games against the Bengals and the Ravens, should be judged, should be punished in terms of the public perception, in terms of whatever you people do with your gambling, because they went 0-3. Now, what you don't want, ideally, three blowouts, right? You don't want to lose three games by a cumulative 90 points or anywhere close to that. That's what you don't want. If you go 0-3, it is what it is. It's not great, but again, plenty of teams have done that and turned it right around. You don't want to get your doors blown off three games in a row, because then going back to last year, that would be four games in a row for whatever little that's worth. And you don't want to have that ominous black cloud tempo, tone, whatever you want to call it. But for right now, with a week until the next preseason game, granted, the more important preseason game of the three, in which we fully expect Jaden Daniels and the starters to play some. How much? We don't know. Later on in the week. We have to wait a week to dissect this. And I think we need to be reasonable. I think we need to be responsible. I think we need to be mature about things. I think we need to be honest and say they played poorly in every phase. And a bunch of players made mistakes that you just can't make on a regular basis or combined. And we'll go over it all. But again, realizing that 30 players did not play, including almost all of the starters, depending on how you kind of look at Josh Connerly at this point. And right now, it's looking like he might be the right tackle starter. By the way, caught up with Josh Connerly after practice yesterday in command land. You will hear that in the 3 o'clock hour. The point being is, most of the starters, if not all of the definitive starters, did not play. 30 players in general. And while it looks bad, we have to put it in its proper context. We have to. We have no choice. We have no choice. Otherwise, what are we doing here? You know? Like, here's the thing. We know that records and scores in preseason games just don't mean a thing. How you play means more, and that is where you can be alarmed. That is where you can be concerned. Very sloppy, right? A couple of turnovers, terrible kick return coverage, one on a 100-yard return by Trevion Henderson to start the game, another on a big return by former Commander or Washington football team or whatever, Antonio Gibson. How many penalties? 13. 13 called penalties, or I guess official penalties for 98 yards. Some people have been throwing around 15. I can't remember, honestly, if a couple were declined. I just can't remember. They didn't play good in any area. Matt Gay missed a field goal. All right, granted, it was 49, but still, weather was not a factor. They did not convert enough on third down, 5 of 13. They ran okay. All right. They gave up 153 rushing yards. Not good. They missed tackles. They were out of position. They gave up 7 of 14 on third down. Drake May was dancing all around. They did force the one turnover early in the game. Great. Awesome. That was about it, except for a couple of big hits that you noticed from Jeremy Reeves and Noah Igbinoghene. There wasn't a whole lot to really like. There wasn't a whole lot to like. Ja'Cory Brooks, sure. Yeah. Okay. Jones with the touchdown in the fourth quarter. Garbage time. Okay. Fine. Whatever. Great. Congratulations. All the drops, non-catches, that's what we can concentrate on. Not the final score, not the fact that they lost, not the fact that they were blown out. Ultimately, that doesn't mean a thing. But all of the cleanup stuff has to get fixed. Because whether it's a meaningless preseason game in August, on the road against a bad team, or a young, maybe improving team like the Patriots are now, which sounds weird to say after all the years of dominance, but you knew it was coming at some point. No matter whether it was that, whether it's the Giants week one, the Bengals next Monday night, the Packers week two Thursday night on a short week travel, what have you, all of that, right? It's the way you play. It's the way you play, and it's the things that you can fix that are controllable. That are controllable. Now, I didn't see some great tempo change or anything like that at practice yesterday, and they are practicing in a little while today. But yesterday was a mostly short, fairly crisp practice. Again, I wouldn't say I noticed anything great. Amos finished strong. We'll get into that. I would say Zach Ertz had a really nice catch on a three-receiver release drill. Deebo Samuel with a great catch and throw from Jaden Daniels. But that was, you know, that was kind of about it. It's not like they reinvented the world yesterday afternoon. And no matter what they do in the week of practice, they're going to say all the right things. Yes, tempo, energy, attention to detail. None of it matters, guys, until we see a week from tonight. And even then, what does it matter? So we'll get into some of the nitty-gritty here, obviously, of what went wrong on Friday night and what they need to fix. And they've already started making changes to the roster. We'll do that next. If you want to hop in, 301-230-0980. Am I being too soft? Am I being too easy? Am I being appropriately concerned? How do you read me not blowing a head gasket and saying, yeah, it was a bad performance. Yes, it sucked. Yes, you need to do better. But ultimately, what are we kidding here? And who are we kidding here? None of it really matters. None of it really matters. On the Team 980, we're coming to you live from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, right here on this Monday afternoon, and on the Team 980 on your radio, and as well streaming live on the Odyssey app. iHeartRadio and TuneIn. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, Paulie, I'm here to listen. Hey, if you guys are upset, if you guys are pissed off, if you guys are cantankerous, fine. You're allowed.
Cantankerous, what a word. That was a great word.
Thank you.
Great word.
Are you being sarcastic? You really like it?
I've my vocabulary isn't that. Yeah, I like that word. Cantankerous.
Okay. All right. Let's look up the meaning of cantankerous, because I'm pretty sure I have it right. Yeah, bad-tempered, argumentative, uncooperative. Sometimes we can all be accused of being cantankerous. Example that Google, brings up is a crusty, cantankerous old man. You do not want to be basically referred to as a crusty, cantankerous old man. That's probably not the way you want to live out your final years.
That's a Scrabble winner right there. That's what I call that one. That's a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Attaboy. All right. So anyway, I promise you I am not cantankerous. If you want to be, go right ahead. That's on you. That's up to you. Here's the bottom line. The Commanders stunk on Friday night, and they deserve to get their doors blown off, but ultimately it means nothing. Ultimately. It could mean something positive in that if players And we don't know because they're human beings and they're not going to reveal things like this. If players thought this was going to be easy or that they could coast through, well, they got a rude awakening on Friday night. And that will be used and preached, I would assume, as a message to avoid all the penalties, bad tackling, drops, non-catches, bad run defense, so on and so on, bad special teams, bad coverage, bad angles, everything. And obviously it started on the 100-yard kickoff return to start the game by Trevion Henderson. Now listen, there is no doubt that Colson Yankoff got yanked down at the 30-yard line. I don't know if he would have made the play, but clearly that's where Trevion Henderson is going. Maybe he slows him down. Maybe he slows him down just enough for Noah Igbinoghene to make the tackle coming up from the 40-yard line as basically the last line of defense. Instead, no call on the Yankoff yank down, and Trevion Henderson still keeps going. 100 miles an hour on a 100-yard kickoff return, forcing Igbinoghene to take a bad angle and to miss the tackle. Again, full speed coming downhill. I understand. It happens. No other line of defense. And away you went. Now, again, teams are going to give up special teams touchdowns from time to time. That's going to happen. You don't want it to happen the way it did, obviously. I'm sure fantasy managers are going nuts right now trying to get Trevion Henderson as quickly as they can. But, again, it's going to happen from time to time. Last year, they were pretty darn good in kick return coverage outside of what happened at the end of the Dallas regular season game at home, right? Which was a weird kind of circumstance. But this was obviously not good. Now, again, should it have been called back? Yes. Could a play have been made if Yankoff doesn't get yet? Yes. But it didn't. It's preseason for the officials as well. What happened after that was more concerning to me. They force a turnover on the second series for the Patriots. That was a lot of Johnny Newton. They get off the field, get good field position, can't do anything with it offensively, miss a field goal. Now things start to compile, and then before you know it, Drake Mays darting into the end zone to finish off a 61-yard drive on a 5-yard run in which, again, they miss another tackle. I think that was Igbinoghene again. I have to double check, but based on my memory, I believe it was. And all of a sudden you're down 14 to nothing, and then 17 to nothing, and then 20 to nothing as they're switching back and forth on place kickers, New England. And then finally, after missing one earlier, Matt Gay connects on a 37-yarder. And you're like, okay. And by this time, the starters are all out for both teams. And again, Washington didn't really play starters. But the starters for New England are out on both sides of the ball. And Josh Dobbs. Maybe this was the Igbinoghene missed tackle. I can't remember. One of the two quarterback runs was an Igbinoghene missed tackle along with the kickoff return. And again, that's not all on him, but I have to point it out. And before you know it, right before halftime, it's 27-3. And you're like, okay, well, what can happen here? We can make a comeback. We can play smarter. We can limit them at this point to 27 points and say, lose 27-20, and nobody has a real big issue with that. And instead, the floodgates continue to open, right? New England scores three more touchdowns with backups. The Washington Commanders are playing backups. Guys that are bagging groceries this week. and it becomes a 30-point deficit. Now, there's a lot more nuance. There's a lot more substance here that obviously we have to go over. I don't know what the biggest problem for you was. I will tell you what the biggest problem for me was when we return. At 301-230-0980, you'll hear some of what went wrong on Friday night. And we'll talk about it again with you at 301-230-0980. If you want to tweet, X, whatever, at WrestleMania621, at WrestleMania621, right here on the Team 980. And the Odyssey app, we're streaming live as well on iHeartRadio and TuneIn. All right, so the Commanders are about to take the practice field over in Ashburn. We'll give you any updates that we can get from Dan Quinn and the rest of the crew coming up. Meanwhile, Dolphins running back Alexander Mattison, who was with Minnesota for a while, is out for the season with neck surgery, first reported by Adam Schefter of ESPN. Landon Dickerson still waiting on word from the Pro Bowl left guard of the Philadelphia Eagles, hurt in a practice last night at Lincoln Financial Field. Again, no update in terms of his health status moving forward. Certainly a concern. From college football, Texas is number one in the preseason AP Top 25 for the first time ever. That's right. Texas number one in the AP Top 25. Steve Sarkisian is followed up by Penn State with 23 first-place votes at number two. The defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes in third with 11 first-place votes. And then Clemson and Georgia round out the top five. Notre Dame is at six. And finally, UFC, their parent company TKO Group, and Paramount reaching a seven-year deal for all UFC events in the United States with an average annual value of $1.1 billion. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And this ball's coming out. There's your speed, Dev.
There it goes.
Oh,
there it goes.
It's already a new season. The number two draft pick.
All right, Trevion Henderson with the 100-yard kickoff return to start the game. That was a weird call, wasn't it?
A lot of weird, like, I think this weekend you could tell, like, they had the B teams in. I'm not trying to be mean, but there were a lot of weird calls.
Well, what happens, AMAC, is, like, for instance, like, because I was watching, I mean, obviously I was watching Chick and B-Mitch, who know the Commanders real well, but of course they don't know the Patriots super well because they're not around them, right? Okay, fine. I think they did a fine job. But I was watching your beloved Giants against sort of my beloved Buffalo Bills in Orchard Park.
That was a bet. The Jackson Dart touchdown was...
We're going to get there.
I'm saying the call, though.
Don't worry.
That call was...
All right, so I saw it on NFL Network, not the Giants feed.
Okay.
I saw it on NFL Network. They were airing the Bills feed, but it's not the Bills local broadcaster. It's Andrew Catalan, who is a CBS national broadcaster who's used to parachuting in and out of games, and he works for them during the preseason, as most of the national broadcasters do, A, to get their own reps and experience and – you know, kind of get in the flow. So Andrew Catalan, I mean, he's not even there watching the Bills on a daily basis, never mind the Giants, right? And but he's on a local Giants Bills broadcast, so that's probably part of the reason. I assume you watched it on NFL Network, right?
Yes.
So that's probably part of the reason why Andrew Catalan was not all that fired up for Jackson Dart throwing darts.
But this is the thing. It's not about fired up for me. Like, if a play-by-play is calling a touchdown, you shouldn't be interrupting him with color and analysis.
Fair. That's fair.
That's my point.
That's
like,
fair.
That's just like, why are you talking right now?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, sometimes analysts get, like, you hear it in a lot of exciting calls where the analyst just can't control themselves and their emotions. And I've been in that position before. It's not like I've done a lot of analyst work in terms of game broadcasts, but it's hard when you see something exciting to not get pumped up, good or bad. And usually, I mean, good, but it could be bad too. It's hard. So I understand a little bit, but with seasoning, time, whatever, experience. I don't know. I just thought, I assume that was the Patriots. I know that wasn't Chick, who we had on Friday. I assume that was the Patriots call that I just heard there on the Trevion Henderson 100-yard kickoff return. But anyway, it wasn't all that inspiring, quite honestly. That being said, Trevion Henderson is inspiring. Dude, that's going to be a guy to watch out for. Now, we all know what kind of skill set he has, right? And there was a lot of rumors that the Commanders were very interested in him. Clearly, they went Josh Connerly Jr. at the end of the first round. Trevion Henderson, I think, went 36th overall. So by the time they came back around, he was long gone. But man, Trevion Henderson flashing. You know, again, you have to handle it better. Because here's the thing. It's one thing to give up a kick return to Trevion Henderson, right? Okay, it's fine. I mean, it's going to happen. He's fired up, what have you. To give up, quite honestly, if my computer would not fail me every single time that I need it not to fail me, to give up a long kickoff return of 62 yards to former Washington running back and kick returner Antonio Gibson. Remember when he was basically put on kick returns? And he had some success. But part of it was because they couldn't trust him to hold on to the football as a running back anymore. They benched him for that. Well, he had a 62-yard kick return Friday night. So it wasn't just, hey, man, there was the 100 to start the game. No. There was a 100, and then there was a 62. That simply cannot happen under any circumstances whatsoever. And before we get a call or two in here at 301-230-0980, I'll just tell you, I mean, obviously, the game kind of takes a weird turn there. Duh, you're down 7-0 before a play from scrimmage is even run. But the Commanders' inability to convert on third down on their first series kind of gives the ball right back to New England. And it really kind of just, I don't know, set the tempo for the rest of the game the way I saw it. And especially, like, okay, a couple of things. The second play, actually a completion of Ben Sinnott, bad throw by Sam Hartman. It's behind him. It's high. It's inside. That's pickable if Ben Sinnott doesn't snatch it. Good job by Sinnott to get 5 yards, but more importantly, to catch the damn ball because it was in a bad ball location. And then on third down, this is not on Sam Hartman, but Chris Moore has got to come up with that. I mean, it just hits his shoulder plate on, I don't know, what would have been a 20-plus yard gain. So that's not really on Sam Hartman, even though, again, he had plenty of issues, and he wasn't good on his first throw either. But he was good, in my opinion, on that throw. And then the dropsies or the non-catchies started for the Commanders. So it was like just on the first series and obviously the first kickoff, so many things went wrong. And you kind of wonder if that's a regular season game, if they can dig themselves out of it with, again, 30 players playing and with the emotions and maybe just kind of the game meaning something and that's why they couldn't, or whether this is legitimately something to see here. All right, let's go out to the phones. I think my phone thing is working today. Let's start with Lap in the leadoff spot, and then we'll get to Paulie. What's up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Brewster? How's it going, bro?
What's shaking, Lap?
Yeah, man. Special teams just look horrible, man, to your point. The kicker looked like some trash. The giving up those big returns was some trash, you know, and they got to do better, you know what I'm saying, with that. And mind you, it is, you know, the preseason, so we got time to work on. And then the receivers, man, I was just really disappointed. Like, nobody seems to be separating themselves, you know, with the option of Terry. Like, it's just sad, man. And then you got, I guess the only good thing, Roost, is that with the third, fourth, fifth string guys, It won't be hard to do the cut down, you know, to get this roster down to where it needs to be, because you've pretty much seen all you need to see, unless some of those good guys make a leap or jump, you know, and maybe in that second or third preseason. But just very disappointed from that, and I guess hopefully the starters will get some playing time next week, you know, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, listen, the thing that I worry about most, Lap, is not that third and fourth stringers were exposed and whatever. It's just, I guess, the general sloppiness across the board, right? All the penalties, missed tackles, bad angles, bad special teams. Getting blown off the line of scrimmage if you're Eddie Goldman and if you're Johnny Newton at times. The linebackers, Medrano and Dominique Hampton, who got cut this morning, not very good. It was those little things, when you total them up, that make you go, okay, we know why they got blown out. Now how do they fix it? And I do think, again, they will be a lot better on Monday night, A, because starters will be playing at least some. We don't know exactly how much, but more, Like, I wonder if they even took this game seriously, right? They don't game plan for game one. They were sitting around in New England after a physical, feisty joint practice on Wednesday. There's not a whole lot to do where they were staying. I know where they were staying. I wonder if they just kind of took it lightly, quite honestly, even though backups and guys with something to prove shouldn't have taken it lightly. And I'm not saying everybody did. I just wonder if the tempo or if the belief or if the feeling day of game that night right before kickoff and then after the opening kickoff, I just wonder if it was kind of like, boom, like the balloon popped and then it was, you know, who cares what happens tonight?
Let me ask you something, Rooster. So Gabe Teller, they cut, right? He's not...
They never actually signed him. He did a tryout. They never actually signed him.
I'm not understanding why he couldn't have made it to play in this game, man. This was like third, fourth, fifth stringers. Like, this would have been perfect. Because doesn't he play linebacker or safety?
He's a safety. But I think you're making too much out of what his name is. I mean, trust me, one of the areas that this team right now, barring injury, is pretty good at is safety. When you look at Will Harris being brought over, when you look at Quan Martin, when you look at how Jeremy Reeves, for the most part, has played during camp and all of his experience, yes, largely on special teams, when you look at Percy Butler, they just re-signed to a year-long to another year extension. When you look at Tyler Owens, I mean, where is Gabe Teller going to play? You know, I mean, maybe he could have helped him out on Friday night, but where is he going to play?
Yeah, Friday night would have been a perfect opportunity to see what he could do. And that other kid from Virginia, the 6'5 receiver I always talk about, Michael, whatever his name is.
Stratton.
He would have been nice to see, but I think he got one target. So I'm sure that Gabe would have loved to get an opportunity if it wasn't much there, but that would have been the game to put him in and see where he's at. It's not like you got to make roster cuts right away. So, yeah, that's kind of whack that you didn't
I just
didn't get that boy a fair shake.
Honestly, I hear you, and I appreciate it, Lab. None of us know how that workout went or that tryout period went during rookie minicamp. And obviously, the easy answer to say is, well, nobody signed him. Right? I mean, nobody has signed him, to my knowledge. I don't think he signed with anybody. I'm trying to look it up real quick to make sure I didn't miss. I don't think he signed anywhere. And if you're a couple of weeks into camp and you haven't signed with somebody, you know, it probably is not the greatest sign, if you will. So, whatever. All right, 150 on the Team 980. We'll get to Paulia on the other side. And you at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us. All right, we approach 2 o'clock and the end of hour number one. Yeah, I get Lap has his favorite, and Gabe Teller, I think he asked about him last week. As far as I can see, he's not signed to an NFL roster. I mean, I looked all over the place. There was a report that he was on the Eagles. He's not listed on the Our Lads depth chart for the Eagles, which lists everybody. So maybe I'm missing it. I don't know. If somebody's got something, I've done a bunch of searches, cannot find it. He never actually signed here. There were all sorts of reports. I see them as I pull them up, that he signed a contract here. No, he did a rookie tryout. That's what he did. He was undrafted. He wasn't actually signed here. Unless I completely missed something, and I can't imagine that I did, because I was trying to get him on the show, and, you know, I kept getting the hold sign, and then that just went away. All right, 301-230-0980. I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do. Paulie, hang on, because you require a little bit more time, so I want to make sure we give it to you. To be fair, Jason as well. So what I'm going to do is make the turn for 2 o'clock here, give you this. Matthew Stafford was expected, according to Sean McVay, to practice today after making a whole bunch of throws on Saturday. And instead, when reporters got out there, he was in street clothes. What that means, we do not know. But I would be very, 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 very leery in your fantasy drafts of taking Matthew Stafford. Very leery. I mean, maybe it is just precautionary. I don't know. But that's not a good sign after making a bunch of throws on Saturday, a day off to recover, and then fully expected to practice today, and then boom, in street clothes. Not a good sign. That's just the way I would label it. Not saying he won't be in the lineup for week one. I'm just saying, not a great sign. All right, hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us on the Team 980 on your radio. And as well, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Don't forget, Commanders rookie first-round right tackle, Josh Connerly Jr. Caught up with him after practice yesterday. You'll hear that in the 3 o'clock hour. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.